The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Value of friends. Friends come in all shapes, sizes, and relationship levels. You may meet someone at church or while shopping. Initially, that is just someone you have met in passing. Then as you spend more time with that person, finding you have a lot in common and are comfortable with them as one of your peers. As you build on that, investing much more time together, enjoying golf or something else that you both enjoy, you would consider them a close friend. At that point, one of your close friends, one of them, typically stands out, and you're able to talk with them about anything, able to pray together with them, sharing things you wouldn't share with just anyone. Well, you would consider that person one of your best friends. And then there is our Lord Jesus, who is the absolute best friend of all. When we become a Christian, accepting the forgiveness He offers, we recognize that God loved us, knew us before we were even born. As we are adopted into His family, we consider Him as our Father. Romans 8. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. When Jesus was on this earth, He spent so much time with those considered unrighteous that they labeled Him as a friend of sinners. Matthew 11. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Look at Him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Jesus Christ is the very definition of a friend. In John 15, we hear the voice of Christ saying, This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all these things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto thee. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. As Christians, we become so much like Christ that we actually love others. Please listen and think about observations in the Bible regarding how we treat and are blessed by friends. Proverbs 27. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. When disaster strikes, you won't have to ask your brother for assistance. It's better to go to a neighbor than to a brother who lives far away. Proverbs 17, A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. Proverbs 18, A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. As we just heard, our relationship with friends aren't always perfect. There are times when we need to have heart-to-heart conversations. And because we occasionally have struggles with our flesh, there will be times when we need to exercise forgiveness. Ephesians 4. Let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. And finally, Colossians 3, Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving one another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Friends, be thankful for your friends. Pray for them as they pray for you. Love them as Christ loves them. Amen.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.